And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 20th of January, 2012. It's the anniversary of the first roller coaster, the Coney Island Roller Coaster, opened on this date, 1885. LaMarcus Thompson had the patent on it. It was called the Gravity Switchback Railway. Cost a nickel to ride, and it drew huge crowds. It's the birthday of Robert Olin Butler, born Granite City, Illinois, 1945. Theater major, worked as a cab driver, worked in a steel mill, taught high school, enlisted in the Army during the Vietnam War. He was assigned to Army Intelligence, spent a year learning Vietnamese, living in an old French hotel in Saigon. Returned to this country in 1972, worked as a reporter, editor in New York, wrote his first novels on a legal pad, traveling to and from work on the Long Island Railroad. His first novel, The Alleys of Eden, came out in 1981, the first book in what would become a Vietnam trilogy. In the fall of 2001, he produced a webcast about his writing process, following the journey of a short story from idea to final polish, in real time narrating his thought process as he went along, answering emails from viewers. The series was called Inside Creative Writing, ran for 17 episodes, 2 hours each, still available for download. His most recent work, Robert Olin Butler, a short story collection, Ouija Stories, and a novel, A Small Hotel, published last year. It's the birthday of the novelist Susan Vreeland, born Racine, Wisconsin, 1946, taught high school English in San Diego for 30 years. She'd done a little writing, but didn't really embark on a writing career until after she was diagnosed with lymphoma in 1996. Went through chemotherapy, operations. During her recovery, couldn't do much but look at books. She found the paintings of Vermeer very soothing, so she decided to write a book about him. Vermeer only turned out 30-some paintings, so she began with the premise that he had painted one more, called Girl in Hyacinth Blue, and she wrote a novel about the painting and people who had owned it over the years, which became a bestseller in 1999. Her most recent novel, Clara and Mr. Tiffany. And it's the birthday of the comedian and talk show host Bill Maher, born New York City, 1956. Father was a news editor for NBC, graduated from Cornell, degree in English and history, started working in comedy clubs, did stand-up on The Tonight Show, and in 1993, the fledgling cable network Comedy Central approached him to host a show, Politically Incorrect. Now he has a show on HBO called Real Time with Bill Maher. Bill Maher, who said, "We're always waving the big foam number one finger, but we're not number one in most things. We're not number one in literacy, money spent on education. We're not even number one in social mobility. Social mobility means basically the American dream, the ability of one generation to do better than the next. We're 10th. That's like Sweden coming 10th in Swedish meatballs." Here's a poem for today by Hal Sirovitz, Red, Red Bra. "I bought a red bra," she said. "I knew you'd like it. The only problem was I didn't have a red blouse to wear with it. I bought that and red pants and shoes so it wouldn't stand out so much. I also thought of getting red panties, but I said to hell with that. I'm not going to worry if one small part of the outfit doesn't match. And who's going to see my underwear? Just you. What do you know about fashion? Nothing." Red, Red Bra, a poem by Hal Sirovitz from his collection Before, During, and After, published by Soft Skull Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. iPad users can download the 3 most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, be well. Do good work and keep in touch.